This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
It's National Good Neighbor Day today. A day to meet your neighbors. You know, all those crazy people that post on Nextdoor about barking dogs and silly things. Yeah, go meet them. Say hi. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Tuesday, September 28th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Yeah, good Neighbor Day today. You can go to nationalgoodneighborday.com for more information on this, but I think the title's pretty self-explanatory there. Basically, on that website, they say that you should take the Good Neighbor Pledge, a pledge to be a good neighbor with the goal of becoming a more connected and caring community. Well, that sounds great. That sounds pretty good, but what do we do? How do we become a good neighbor? And what, I guess, are the best like etiquette that we can have as a neighbor? So I looked at an article from the Washington Post, and here's some of the things that you can do. You could share important information with your neighbors. Now, that brings up Nextdoor. Oh, man. It's great, you know, sometimes to see like, oh, something's going on or, you know, whatever, right? There's so many people that are complaining about other neighbors. Does this actually make us good neighbors by complaining about other neighbors together? And then people try to like do this whole, you know, anonymous thing on there. It's just, yeah. So Nextdoor, I don't know if it's helping or hurting good neighbors. Okay. The next one here is keep up your curb appeal. You know, don't have a bunch of junk in front of your house. Keep up your house looking nice. Cut your lawn. Everybody here in California has dead lawn. We don't have water, so we're not doing a good job with that one here. Be a responsible pet owner. Oh, man, that is the one thing for neighbors that just drives me mad. You know, you go outside. We had a dog that was coming by and like basically digging up our plants and then going to the bathroom and leaving it there. And that was not cool. Finally, installed a Ring camera. That problem went away. Yeah, let's see. Organize a service project. Invite your neighbors over. Don't be the town gossip. See, now that gets back to Nextdoor. We don't need that. Just like let's be buds. And then let's see. Be respectful when you host a party. That can really kill a neighborhood, can it? Yeah, this huge party, music bumping in your backyard until 2 a.m. and you don't invite the neighbors. Invite the neighbors. That's the secret there. If you bring them over. First of all, you know, you get to know them better, but also they're not going to complain about you afterwards because they were at the party. See, there you go. It all makes sense. So there you go. Some advice from the Washington Post article that I found about being a good neighbor. Okay. It is also World Rabies Day today. What is this? Well, okay. We know what rabies is, right? But this day is an international awareness campaign coordinated by the Global Alliance for Rabies Control, a nonprofit organization that's headquartered here in the United States. Okay, people usually get rabies from a bite from a rabid animal. Typically, that's a raccoon, a skunk, bats, foxes. Those are the common carriers. However, in the United States, 7 out of 10 Americans who die from rabies were infected by bats. So watch out for those bats. We had one hanging out on our door one time, and it was freaky to get rid of. There's places you can call. And next time, I'm going to do that. It's also International Day for Universal Access to Information. More information on that universally on Google. You can do a search for that. National Voter Registration Day today. And actually, there's an election going on today in Texas for the House of Representatives, District 118. So who knows what's going to happen there, but we will see. There's many more elections coming up. And the reason why I bring these elections up, they're coming up in Alaska, Alabama, Rhode Island, and North Carolina, is because it might not be too late to register to vote for those elections, even though they're next week. Sometimes you can jump in there last minute. So check, I guess, your local authorities and see if you can, because obviously voting is a good thing. Let's take a look at this next event here. National Strawberry Cream Pie Day today. Okay, what is strawberry cream pie? Here's the thing about this one. I'm a little confused because it sounds a lot like cheesecake. What is the difference? Okay, so you got like cream cheese in there. You got sugar in there. You got vanilla extract. You got strawberries, whipping cream, more sugar, more strawberries. This all sounds like it. Oh, and a graham cracker crust. Really? I don't know what the difference is between a cream pie and a cheesecake. I don't know. I mean, cheesecake comes in a pie tin, you know? Like, I don't get it, but there you go. I'm going to let you figure that out. If you know the difference, let me know, because I'd love to know for next year or for Cheesecake Day, whenever that comes up. Okay, here's another one that I just don't know. You get to know me on this podcast because you get to know the things that I just don't know. Yeah, International Poke Day today, and I don't know how to order a poke bowl. It's so complex. I went into a poke place for my wife's birthday to pick her up a poke bowl. And basically, for those of you that don't know, it's basically diced raw fish. It's sometimes served as an appetizer. Sometimes it's a main course. It's a Hawaiian cuisine. Anyway, ordering a poke bowl is possibly the most complex thing that you can do, aside from maybe launching a rocket. It's crazy. There's so much options. There's so many choices. I don't know what to do. There's so much on the menu. Okay, you've got to pick a base. You've got to pick a protein. You've got to pick toppings, and you got to pick sauces. And here's the thing. There's like 50 different things in each one of those, right? There's like 50 different bases and proteins and all this. Anyway, it's really hard. They got to figure this out. Mobile app ordering might not even do it because you're going to have multiple screens. It's going to be so much stuff on there. And then you pick a sauce and they're like, oh no, that's not a good sauce for this. Well, just put it together for me. They do have signature bowls, by the way, at most of these places to make ordering easy. And I think next time, that's what I'm going to do. All right, it's National Drink Beer Day today. And after ordering some pokey, you might need a beer. So this kind of works out that this day is the same day. By the way, beer is like 90% water. It's like 100% water if you drink Coors, but yes, it's like beer flavored water, I think is Coors, right? Anyway, it is Drink Beer Day today, so you can have some of that. Here's the thing. I didn't want to look up the world's record for drinking beer because most of those people that broke a world's record for drinking the most amount of beer are either in college or dead. So let's not promote that, right? Let's instead talk about which country drinks the most beer. Well, that would be the Czech Republic. The Czech Republic, 143 liters per capita. That's a lot of beer that they drink over there in the Czech Republic. But Austria has something totally different that we got to talk about. It is Starkenberger Brewery in Austria. You can actually bathe in beer. Yeah, they have a beer hot tub. You can go for a little swim in, and you smell like a beer. And supposedly, the beer is good for your skin. And they ask you, don't shower afterwards to get the full benefits of the beer on your skin. Now, I can only imagine driving away from this. No, officer, I'm not drunk. I was bathing in beer. I guess only Austrian police would get that one. Okay, let's take a look at our events for today. We start in 1982. Okay, on this day in 1982, a 12-year-old from Illinois named Mary Kellerman died after taking Tylenol. A second person died later that day. Why did this happen? Well, it was unknown at the time, but they figured it out that the Tylenol that they took was tampered with and actually laced with cyanide. Now, the most famous recent issue of tampering in the United States was in 2019. People went viral for posting videos of them opening ice cream containers, licking them, and then closing them, putting them back in the freezer. How gross is that? Yeah, believe it or not, eating ice cream that another person licked is not good for you. I know, it's shocking, right? Yeah. 2019 actually was a bad year for licking stuff. There was a Florida mom, and Florida, so you know this one's going to be crazy, who was caught taking this whole thing a step further. She posted a Snapchat video of her daughter licking the tongue depressors at a doctor's office, and then they put them back in the jar. So gross. Hey, by the way, I'm going to tell you that food tampering carries a 20-year prison sentence. 20 years in prison, and I'm guessing that you don't want to be known in prison as the licker. Okay, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Peter Finch was born on this day in 1916. He passed away in 1977. It's also the birthday of Brigitte Bardot, born in 1934. Gwyneth Paltrow turns 49 today. Young Jeezy, not so young anymore, 44 today. Bam Margera is 42, and Hillary Duff is 34. That is your look at September 28th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'll talk to you tomorrow.